Okay. This is more on checking out of the system. The link has been posted up there. The file's also been posted into the group. It's Form 56. It's SEC Form 1654. Okay. It basically has, it is what we need to do to basically check out of their system. It's Form 25. It's 25 because of, that is, the reason, that, we are, we're of age 25, okay? You're the master, okay? That's when you can come in and fully claim everything that is yours, when you are the master. So, look at that form, you attach it to, your certificate of live birth, you send it back into, whoever basically signed you up, state registrar, secretary of state, whoever basically is on that certificate of live birth registration, the registrar. You give it back to them, they will process it through to the FCC and have your account basically, unregistered, taken out of, the system. That will shut down all the other attachments. This is the tree trunk that you're cutting down. Everything else, all the branches, the driver's license, the certificate of title to your vehicle, certificate of title to your house, your marriage certificate, your voter registration, your, Church of Rome, leasing, item, your Social Security account. These are all attached to this one security. So when you terminate this one or check out using the Form 25, and when you look at it, and then also read the FCC Securities and Exchange Act of 1934 and the subsequent items out there. Okay. Posting up Section 12 also for your information if you want to look at it. You still need to have your UCC ones done properly. You also should have your Form 56s done properly. Then you would have the right of claim of contract, and that you have this item that you have out there. Okay, so then you come in and you have the authority over this outfit now, or this security. So, also you should have your power of attorney in place. Private power of attorney. It doesn't need to be notarized. Okay, so take a look at this. Why you need to come out? You're coming out of their hotel. In the song, it says you can check out anytime, but you cannot leave. You are an American, okay? Act like an American. You're not planning on leaving America. This is your base ground. This is your supporting area. This is what is your Rock of Gibraltar. You are protected by the Declaration of Independence as an American, under treaty law. So you cannot leave that. Your shares of stock are still tied here. So you're not closing down the shares of stock. You're still going to be able to utilize those as out there to allow them to write bonds against them if they want to. But they will be doing it in a different scenario. Now you have control of the shares of stock in their corporation. You now have control over them. They no longer control you. Okay? Big difference in basically this understanding. And also, one of the guys, I think it was from Canada, sent down a link to saying that basically City Hall and to the French people is Hotel de Villa or the Devil's Hotel. Well, that's what this government that we have. It is a colorable mercantile government. They are selling a product. They are operating as a mercantile organization. Okay? And basically, this was all set up not by England. It was set up by the Venetian Empire that was basically started around 346 A.D. around the Council of Trent. Need to look at some other history than some of the garbage history that people are putting out here, misleading history. Okay? There's a lot of deception out here that basically is leading people in the wrong direction. So, I hope that this helps a little. You just, all you need to do is take that form 25. You are the master if you're over the age of 25. If you're over the age of 21, you can still turn around and terminate this item. But you might have to have a little more authority to come in and do that. Understanding. Because you're not the master yet. You're not totally free. Okay? When you turn 25, then you are called a free man on the land or an American ambassador. Otherwise, from 21 to 25, you are in a journeyman status. Okay? You can start doing your UCCs at the age of 18. Now you start controlling them and you do the Form 56s. Now you have the authority over them, the state and the country, and the utility companies to force them to pay the taxes. You don't owe taxes. You've never been paid the taxes to pay them. Okay. I'm going to cut this off here, so take care. See you down the road.